wellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your life.
Well, hello there, and thank you so much for tuning into Karen's Couch today. What a treat to have you guys joining us. Now, I know some of you are running, or you're doing the housework, or you're in the car, or you're on the way to pick up the kids from school, or you might even just be sitting down and getting some you time. So today is a perfect show, my friends. It's a perfect show. Because today I've got somebody very dear to me who's joining us on the show. Her name is Monique Parker. Now, if you haven't already heard of her, I just want to know where you've been. Have you been hiding under a rock? Because if you haven't heard of Monique, you haven't heard of anybody. Monique is somebody who I met, God, I can't remember now, probably would have been maybe 5 years ago. Monique stumbled through my events and we crossed paths, and I can still remember her sitting in the audience of an event that I was running. It was a one-day event, and it was called Speaker Secrets Exposed. And I remember seeing this absolute vision with this beautiful blonde hair sitting there, and she was just glowing. And when I finally announced that I had this big package, Monique went up and signed herself up, and I remember her saying, well, you know what, that's such a bargain, I'm just going to try it, even if it's crap, I'm still going to try it. And I remember she came through my events, and what a unique soul Monique is. And the more I got to know her, the more I got to see the depth of this woman, not only just on a professional level, but on a personal level. And you know, Monique is not somebody who's out there shouting from the rooftops and making a big song and dance about everything. She's the person who is the person who glides through life and appears to be almost effortless. And I don't know if it is effortless, and we're going to find that out in a second. But she appears to glide through life effortlessly with such smoothness and such gentleness and authenticity, but profound. I mean, when Monique speaks, it's almost like the whole world stops to listen, and nobody speaks over her and nobody speaks for her. She just has this real potency about the things that she shares. And I really wanted everybody who knows me to know who Monique is, because there's two things. There's two things, and over the years that I've known Monique, I've decided that it's time for us to work more closely together. So I've decided to invite Monique to join me on the stage on my seminars for Speakers Fast Track, and we're going to talk more about that in the show. But for the second reason is because what Monique shares for people who are in business, especially for women who are in business, as I said earlier, it's profound. And if you don't know who Monique is, now's the time for you to really start to track her down and follow everything that she does. Because in a marketplace where everybody's clamoring for airspace and trying to scream louder than the next person, trying to find out what their style is and who they are and what their message is, Monique has got it nailed. And in just a half an hour, which, you know, our shows never really go for half an hour, do they? But in just a half an hour, or maybe a little bit over a half an hour, I guarantee you, you will get more insight and more enlightenment into what you can do for your own message in your own business than what you could get in a lifetime. So help me welcome to Karen's Couch the beautiful, glowing, gorgeous Monique Parker. Thank you for joining us, my love.
Thank you so much for having me, Karen. It's a real treat to be here.
And I should probably get you to pay me $50 for that intro.
I know. Well, I've got it recorded now, so I might just replay it later.
There's evidence. There's evidence. So, my love, I'm stoked that you're joining us on the couch today, because, you know, one of the biggest things for people who are in business is we can have a really good product, or we can, you know, really love what we do and be really passionate about what we do. But, you know, the biggest challenge, and it doesn't matter whether we've made $4 for the year or $400 for the year or $400,000 for the year, I don't think it really matters what level we're at. I think getting our message out to the market is always challenging, and it's always something that's got to be evolving, because we're living in a marketplace that's always changing with social media and competition, and it's tough to stay relevant, I think. What are you, what's been your background, and how do you know what you know, just so that our listeners know that they're in really safe hands?
Sure. Well, believe it or not, Karen, I was marketing businesses before social media. Who can even imagine that now, right?
Was there such a thing?
We think of marketing and we instantly think social media, but I was in fact marketing companies long before then, and I was the marketing manager for a business coaching franchise that went from zero to 40 million in just 3 years. And that was, it was on the fastest 100 companies in Australia, expanded to New Zealand, and we were selling franchises and helping the franchises market their services. And that was all very high-value services. And we did that really successfully. And, yes, before social media. So that gave me a really great grounding in we had limited budgets. And it gave me an amazing grounding in how to market in the most effective way possible, so that for the time, energy and money that we put into our marketing and our campaigns, we knew that that was going to result in the maximum sales for us, because we couldn't afford to do anything other than create results. And so
fairly synonymous with the kind of businesses that are out there now, and it's just, especially the people that listen to the show, they're similar to you. Do you have a marketing degree, or do you think that that's necessary for somebody to be able to get this kind of grounding?
Look, I do have a marketing degree, but I think that it's not required to, you know, do things in life. And I've also personally invested now tens of thousands of dollars in my marketing education and mentoring here in Australia, and I regularly travel to America. And I think that because things evolve so quickly now, I think that it's better to learn from people who are achieving what you want to achieve, and to just, you know, really, I guess, commit to investing in your marketing education as kind of a lifelong journey throughout your business journey, because all of the most successful people I personally know, and obviously that includes, you know, my clients and people who achieve results, they're great marketers. They're great marketers, and they are great at getting their message out there. And I'm going to share, you know, some of my best strategies for doing that in just a moment. But I think back to your question about how this qualifies me to do what I do is that I think a lot of experts and people teaching strategies out there, they're very valid strategies, but it's not necessarily related to creating very specific results, such as sales or new clients. And, you know, I'll be quite honest, there's hundreds of things you could do each and every week, every day, that could fill up your time, 12 hours a day marketing, but literally translate into no money in your bank account easily. So it is really important to get a laser focus. And, you know, I came from a very hardcore, what we call direct response background. So direct response means that your marketing message that is going out there into the world is specifically designed to have people take an action, right? Whatever action it is that you desire them to take. So, which is very different to, say, engagement marketing, which is just about creating noise and activity in the market without necessarily driving people to a next step. So I come from a very hardcore rah, rah, rah type of background. And which, you know, is a totally a different world than most of my clients now play in. So I'm able to kind of marry, you know, the what we call the woo-woo, the heart space. And I help beautiful people who have amazing intentions, and then kind of partner that with some really kind of laser-focused, hard-hitting strategy to help them make more money. Because, you know, my audience is very similar to yours, Karen. They're all passion-driven, very purpose-filled people, and they make a difference with what they do, but and their businesses serve the world. But ultimately, if their businesses aren't serving themselves, they won't be able to stay in business very long.
Sustainable. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and I'm super passionate about that, because even though my corporate background gave me an amazing platform and experience to do what I do now, it almost literally destroyed me. And, you know, so stressful. It wasn't an authentic environment, not just at the company I worked at, but, you know, everyone kind of in that industry and space that I saw. So I was stressed out of my mind. It wasn't authentic. And I looked around above me and I saw all of these people in business. And I thought to myself, you know, if that's what it takes to succeed, if that's how you need to be, then I don't want that.
I remember you having that conversation with me right in the very beginning.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why, you know, I kind of had put a cap on my success and just wanted to kind of get out of the whole game because I didn't have any models or a paradigm for a way of being authentic and really financially successful. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I was so attracted, as you know, to you, Karen, is because I felt that, you know, that really opened my eyes to what could be possible in being really authentic and congruent and also financially successful. And so I just signed up for everything you had. I didn't even know what I was signing up for. And I think it's beautiful. Really important for everyone. Everyone's probably already heard the expression, people don't remember what you sold them, they remember how you made them feel. And, you know, we know that expression, but we forget that that's actually the secret ingredient in our marketing as well. So when we're marketing, I think personally, I think the days of doom and gloom, super hardcore, false scarcity tactic style marketing is over.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Oh, God, that is just music to my ears. Oh, my God. I tell you what, I've just felt my stomach just kind of relax. I had a conversation with your girlfriend of mine just a couple of months ago, Michelle, and we were talking about our different marketing strategies, and I was talking about something that I often refer to that I got from the beautiful Byron Katie. And she says, there's my business, and then there's your business, and there's universal business. And a big part of what I've worked really hard on over the last 3 years, I'd say, is aligning with universal business, which means that it's not about my push and my pull. It's about my willingness to be aligned with the universal orchestration that occurs. Anyway, so we were having this down the rabbit hole, really deep and meaningful conversation about that. And she was saying to me, you know, she said, so what do I do? How do I market? What do I do? And I said, you know what? What I really get is that all of that stuff that's been so ingrained and so trained into us about marketing and about promotions, about, you know, hit them hard and tell them how bad things are and poke the pain and make it a real problem. And I'm guilty of it myself. I used to do that because that's what I was trained to do. It's just not... Not only does it feel so laborious and it bleeds me dry of my energy when I feel like I have to do it, and when I watch it, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And it's just music to my ears to hear the ultimate guru and expert when it comes to all things marketing to say that those days are gone. Because I think we may not, you know, us lay people don't have the language for it like you do, but we feel it, you know?
Absolutely. And look, it does still work in certain pockets and with the late adopter section of the market. But times have changed. We're moved forward now. People's lives are tough, Karen, and they don't want marketers to come in and make them feel even worse. Mm. I've found that people now are really responding to what I call aspirational marketing. So marketing that has them aspire to be, you know, bigger than they are now, to move forward. So it's about helping people want to move towards something rather than just wanting to move away from something. Yeah. And particularly if you're a heart-centered entrepreneur and you're building a tribe and you want to create a sustainable business that's, you know, not just in it for the short term, and you're not in what I call a churn and burn cycle. So you do some horrible marketing, people sign up for things they don't need, and then they never want to have anything to do with you again. So if you're not in that model, then, you know, you're taking people on a journey with you throughout your business. And even if people don't buy from you straight away, if you've made them feel something and feel something positive, they're likely to stay on the journey with you and then, you know, sign up or do something with your business when they're ready. And particularly, I think, for selling very high value premium solutions, aspirational marketing will attract a much higher caliber of client.
Right. So, because ultimately that's what we want to go after, isn't it? I mean, if we're going to be in business, we might as well maximize our time invested with getting people who are willing to pay a premium for that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really help my clients with and, you know, has worked a treat in my business is how is, you know, selling premium packages or solutions, because it's a great way to, you know, double or triple or quadruple your business revenue overnight and work with people who are on the positive, empowered side of the spectrum. So marketing, you can get people to sign up for things through using very specific disempowering behavioral, you know, kind of strategies that many people use. I believe if I want the people who invest in me and my business to be making the decision from an empowered context then they don't suffer from, you know, buyer's remorse. Your refunds are much lower. And they're going to stay on a journey with you and become lifelong and very loyal fans and clients. And so that's all about making people feel good, you know, creating an empowered context for them to say yes in.
So let's say we've got somebody who has decided to start up a business and they love what they do. They're just so passionate about what they do. What would you suggest would be the first things that they need to look at, like the top three things that they've got to look at first when it comes to taking their message out to a market and attracting those sorts of people that you're talking about, those positive and empowered people? Because we all know that people, you know, I think people are at different levels at different times. And when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And when the teacher is ready, the student appears. But I think sometimes people can want something, but they're not ready to take the leap yet. They just want to create, they just want to kind of dip their feet in the water and feel the experience. And then you've got other people who have already done that and are now ready to take the leap. What do you think is going to be the first things that a person should do in order to kind of maybe sidestep or short step or accelerate to those beautiful, empowered people like your clients so that they can then have the same sort of clients in their business?
Okay, that is that's a really awesome question, Karen, because I'm probably not going to say some of the things that people are expecting, such as set up your Facebook page or get a website up there. Those things are great, but you actually don't need either of them to have a very profitable business really quickly. I'd say the first thing to think about is you have to be clear on what it is that you're offering for sale and who it is that is a match for that solution. I think for any marketing, if you don't have clarity on those basics, almost anything you do isn't going to work that effectively. I mean, that's just the basics of your business. You must know what you're selling and who it is the perfect solution for. If you want to target premium paying clients, then I'll give you a really quick example. There's either two ways to do that, is to really specialize in what you're doing so that people are willing to pay a premium to have a specialist do it, or to really, you know, think about with that solution that you're selling, who already values it the most. So say, for example, if I'm an SEO expert, so that's someone who helps people get their website ranked in Google for organic searches and traffic. I might be amazing at what I do as an expert, but if I'm trying to market my services to startup businesses in the startup market because I'm more comfortable playing in that space, because these people don't understand the value of a new client, it's going to be, you're only really going to be able to sell your services, you know, at a certain cap. If I targeted, say, for example, chiropractors, plastic surgeons, anyone whose business has a client value of over $5,000, between $5,000 to $15,000, and is already tracking what their conversions are, they are going to know that if they can get 10 or 20 new inquiries a month as a result of your service, that is probably worth $200,000 to them. Are they going to be willing to pay you $5,000 or $10,000 a month to do that? Absolutely. You are the same person, right? You have, your time is actually the same, has the same value. It's, you know, it's not necessarily about charging what we're worth. It's about realistically looking at how we can increase the value of what we're selling by either specializing or targeting the right market. So, I mean, we have to start with that type of clarity. Once we have that type of clarity, then there's really three things to do. The first one is to connect. So to figure out where these people are.
Okay.
So that you can then choose the right medium to connect with them and to be reaching out to them. So for example, you know, Facebook is an amazing platform, but some target markets are not very active on Facebook.
Like
so,
what would you say the target markets, like corporates?
Yeah, like a lot of corporates and people in very high-level professional executive roles. They're certainly not spending as much time on Facebook. Whereas, for example, LinkedIn might be a better place to be connecting with some of these people. So you wouldn't, for example, if your market was certain types of corporates or executives, you may not need to spend hardly any time on Facebook and still be able to create an amazing revenue for you. So you need to know, where are these people? Where are my target markets? And where are they offline? So where do they hang out in the real world? And where do they hang out online?
Do you know, actually, that's a really interesting point that you've made. And I had this conversation with my sister yesterday. Since my business has grown to the extent that it has, I find I'm interactive on my personal page because I love to hang out and play with people. And I've got really awesome friends on Facebook and I feel like it's family, you know. So I love to hang out on Facebook, but I don't buy anything from Facebook. If anybody wants to sell me anything or promote anything, I don't use Facebook as a way of finding my next course or my next training, program, because that's not the level that I'm at necessarily. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely. And
yeah,
you as a customer are very different because you've already been in your business for, I think, over 10 years, right? You've been in this game for a while.
Let's not show my age, shall we?
You've already achieved a certain level of financial success, which means you as a client avatar, we call it. So an avatar is just that description of who your client is, which includes potentially some demographics, but also personal attributes and qualities. You as a client avatar are completely different than, say, someone in their first year of business who typically are spending a lot of time and very reachable on Facebook. So you have to figure out how you can connect with your market. And it's very different based on your avatar. And it will require you to, you know, get to know that avatar. It's impossible to market to a client avatar that you have no knowledge of. So,
that's such a valid point.
So if you want to target a certain type of client, then, you know, start chatting with these people, not for the perspective of turning them into a client, but to figure out who they are, where they get their information from, what events they're attending, you know, what their peer, who's in their peer groups, in their circles, who are their influencers. So you have to know this information so you can figure out how to connect with them. And then you choose the medium. So that's the way to connect with them, which might be through an online channel or offline. That's most suited for them. Then I personally recommend the next step is to give. So what can you give? So even though I love the law of attraction and books like The Secret, what ultimately they have taught us, is that it's about what can I get? How can I attract things into my life so that I may receive? Mm. Whereas, as you would know, Karen, the whole picture is slightly different. Mm. And I like to think from the perspective of what can I give first, you know, so that there's actually a value exchange.
Yeah.
And so you want to think about, okay, how can I give something to my market? How can I be of service to them before I, you know, ask them to buy something or to invest with me? And that's, you know, comes under the umbrella of what I call attraction marketing rather than interruption marketing. So interruption marketing is what you've probably seen. It's like ads on TV, buy now, buy now, buy now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas attraction marketing is about giving amazing value to your market so that you can build trust, relationship, and have influence with them. And then when it's, you know, natural, you're inviting them to take an action. So you want to think, what can I give? And examples
that,
of...
I was going to say, you do that really well. And I follow you on Facebook, obviously, because I love you to pieces. So I see everything that you're doing, and you do that really, really well. You're always giving back, and you're always giving to your market. And I think what I've really seen with you is that you do create that incredible experience of obvious of one of them is absolutely consistency, because you never falter. You're always giving, 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 giving. And you've always done that. It's never not been like that with you. But the thing that people get from you is a taste of you, and they get an experience of you. And that's longevity and consistency in a connection with you, which will ultimately translate into income.
Absolutely. And
I was just going to say, the other thing to note about, not just in business, it's like it's in life, whatever you want the most. And this is where I think the law of attraction kind of does sometimes, you know, fall a bit short, is you said it is all about getting, but really when in real life, it's about whatever you want the most, give that. And if what you're wanting is relationships and connections with people and a following, give that. Because it's not a case of saying, I want more money, let me give money, because it's never about the money. It's only ever about what the money can provide in terms of an experience. So whatever experience you're wanting the most, give that, be that, create that in the lives of others, and find your joy and your grace in that experience. And the universe is naturally set up for reciprocation and for balance.
So that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, whenever I think to myself, I really need to create some more sales in my business, or I start thinking about the money, I find myself instantly going into scarcity mode and how can I get. Mm-hmm. And I've learned for myself, if I just pull back and think, okay, how can I give?
Yeah.
And I put my focus and my energy onto that, the money always follows.
Always.
Now, I don't want people to misinterpret this, because I know there are a lot of beautiful souls out there giving. I'd like to just clarify that quickly and say I am very strategic during my giving. And it's one of the first things that I help people with in my programs is how to give in a way that serves your market and also serves you. I do think that's an important distinction. And, you know, that's about planting the right seeds so that through your giving, you know, there will probably be 5 to 10% of your market that are, you know, really hungry to take a next step. And so you want to give them something and then offer them a next step, which I'll talk about in a moment, because that's step number three. And with the step number two, how can you give something? You mentioned something before, which is perfect. And you talked about giving people an experience of you. And it's what I call experiential marketing.
Yeah.
So it's marketing that gives people an experience of you and gives them an experience of what's possible through you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all about experience of you is your story, connecting with people. I made the mistake early on in my career. I just wanted to give people all of the how-to information, you know, rather than taking them on a bit of a journey, and it didn't really translate into, you know, as many inquiries as it you know, as it does now, because you're giving people an experience of you and an experience of what's possible through you. So that's your testimonials, case studies, real life examples. Yeah. And experiential marketing is, you know, works best if it's some type of live event or video or audio or webinar where you can just be your authentic self. Oftentimes, you have to work a lot harder to have your authentic self come across in a free report, say. Yeah. Whereas many of these other mediums, it's just natural. You don't have to work at it. So when you're giving something, you want to think about what does my market really, really want to achieve? And then figure out a way that you can give them some amazing insights or practical applications or help them take the first step so that it's something very, very easy for them to say yes to. Yeah. One of the big mistakes people make is sending their marketing efforts straight to a sales page. And, you know, your conversion rates for that are going to be, even if you have the best sales page in the industry, your conversion rates are going to be, maybe if you're lucky, 1% of all people who go to that page. But if you've given something amazing before people get to that next step, then your conversion rates are going to be much higher.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, so you want to find out how you can connect with your market. Where are they?
Yeah,
Figure out what you can give them that would be, they would be delighted to give you their information or take a next step, you know, in order to receive that. And then for all the people who receive that, you want to think about inviting them into a next step. So that is to take a next step, to take action with you. And that next step is different for everyone because it depends on your sales funnel.
Yeah.
So for me and my business, the next step might be a complimentary consultation with me where I will connect with someone over the phone to chat about their business goals and, you know, where they want to go. And I know that you typically a certain number of connections that I have with people translates into a certain number of clients.
Yeah.
So anytime I know I want more clients, I know I just need to put my marketing out there to book more consultations. Whereas some of my other clients, and probably you as well, Karen, use workshops as that next step invitation because you know, from those workshops, people can have the opportunity to move forward with you.
Mm.
So it's, if you think about just how can I connect, what can I give, and what's my next step, that can give you a very specific laser focus. And I have many clients who have gone from pretty much zero revenue to multiple six-figure revenues in a very short period of time, just by following that process without anything fancy.
Because it's simple, really, isn't it? I mean, we don't have to overcomplicate the process. And I think that that's a really amazing recipe for people who are listening to the show to be able to get started and to start thinking along the lines of what is the quality of what I've got? What is the value of what I've got? And who is it most valuable to? And now, like you said, connect, give, and then invite them to take the next step. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated, and you don't have to have a 30-page website that links them from here to there to here to there to here to there, which I think a lot of people think they need to have.
Absolutely. I mean, a great example about those 30-page websites is people often get really confused because there's a lot of people teaching, you know, blogging as a strategy. And blogging is a great strategy, but it's a strategy for building a platform over time.
Yeah.
And for increasing readership over time. And also, you could be blogging for years and years, and unless you are then giving people an opportunity to take a next step with you, it still won't translate into money. So there are some short-term marketing strategies you can do that are very focused on creating sales. And then there are strategies that you can do. You can start doing a little bit now, and over a couple of years, they kind of snowball and get bigger and bigger and help you increase your profile and your platform, which you can then capitalize off. But you need to be aware that if you're not doing any strategies in the short term to sign clients, you're probably going to have 3 years of very lean cash flow.
Yeah.
until your profile gets big enough to kind of capitalize on.
I think that's a really important point that you taught me very early on in the piece when we first connected. And I remember you came over to my house and we had a session together, and I've actually still got the paperwork in my drawer right here. You know, it's very important to be very clear on the direction that you're going to take your message and you're going to take your marketing. As you said earlier, I use the language of, you know, it's either going to be for profile or for profit. So you've got to be very clear. Am I doing this to build my profile, or am I doing this because I want to build profit? And there's a time, you know, there's a time to reap and there's a time to sow. So there's a time to be doing things for profit and there's a time to be doing things for profile. And I think that a lot of people, especially when they're new in business, look at others that have been in business for a lot longer and potentially think that that's where they should be, but there's no way that they can be, you know, because they just haven't had the time in business. And I remember a guy said to me once, he said, it's like getting on a plane and going to London, flying out from Sydney, and you're flying out to London, and you've been in the plane for 20 minutes, and you're just hovering over the top of Melbourne, but you think that you should be in Singapore by now. You know, you just can't. It's just not possible. But I think certainly with the advice that you've given our listeners today, it's a way to get them to Singapore in 3 hours rather than 13.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there are some, I think, things in when it comes to your message. Sometimes I think time in the game and just being in action, trying things, helps you get clarity around your message. But when it comes to money, absolutely, you can fast track things. And I think it is really, you should be really careful about looking around and trying to model or emulate what you see other people in your industry or peers doing, because they may not be doing very well financially, but nobody's talking about it. I've seen behind the scenes of hundreds of businesses, and I can really tell you right now what somebody's website looks like or their public persona has very little correlation to the actual revenue or profit in their business. So, you know, I think just be a little bit mindful of that, and rather than looking at what other people are doing, I think dig deep and what you want to do. And I think when I run strategy sessions with people, most people intuitively know what their market really wants and the best ways to reach out and connect with them. Each time I have sessions with people and we dig deep, they intuitively know, but their head is full of shoulds that they think they should be doing or what experts have told them. And so, therefore, they're going against all of their natural instincts and trying to be or do things that it's like being in the opposite of being in flow. So they're choosing the path of most resistance. And look, it's nothing to do with, you know, the experts or things like that, because they don't know your personal situation, and what may have worked really well for them may not necessarily work for you or translate to your market. And, you know, when it comes to marketing, there are a lot of subtleties and nuances, and context is everything. Yeah. So I think oftentimes people do know, but they've really shut out their inner voice when it comes to marketing. And I think that's, you know, the biggest key to success is we do intuitively know, but we're overwhelmed with everything else we think we should be doing.
And it gets distracting and it gets confusing. And because we don't know we know, you know, then there's all that whole world of self-doubt. My love, this has been an amazing call, and you've just given some real pearls and some absolute gems to our listeners. So if anybody wants to, like, spend more time with you or know more about you, what's the best place for them to find you?
Well, they can find me on my website at MoniqueParker.com. That's MoniqueParker.com.
And we'll put that link on this page underneath the show so that people can get to you straight away.
Fantastic. And they can connect with me on Facebook, where I often post things, you know, that you just need to be in the moment to take advantage of. So you can find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/MoniqueParkerMarketing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Awesome. And I also have a video training around some of these principles that I've talked about, but a little bit more practical and it's visual. So some of these things I talk about is a little bit easier when you kind of see them at the same time, which is a free video training which people can access as well on my website. So
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, if you haven't already downloaded or if you haven't already become part of Monique's family, make sure that you go to her website and sign up for that, because that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, it's brilliant stuff.
And it's a conversation to continue. I have some clients that have worked with me and some of them pick things up really quickly. Some of them, you know, it's been 6 months of listening to me share the message and they go, okay, I finally get it.
Oh, it's always the way though, isn't it? I mean, we're ready when we're ready.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I have a lot of free stuff on there, so people can check that out.
And take advantage of that. And you can also meet Monique in person when you come to Speakers Fast Track, which is really, really exciting. You know, for years I've delivered Speakers Fast Track by myself, which is a speaker training program for people in business. And I think it was mid to late 2014 that I sat down and I thought, you know, I'm ready to expand this, but I know it's not going to come from me. I really want to expand the message and I want to bring in somebody who can really talk about, once you've got your message and you know how to share it online and offline, what do you do with it from there? And honestly, my love, you were the only person that I thought of, because there would be nobody else that I would trust, obviously, with my following, but there's nobody else that I know that has such an incredible connection to reality and an incredible connection to... and really, I mean, everything that you've said today, it's a reality. You know, the aspirational marketing, it's a bloody reality. Let's just be real. Let's not try and pretend things are a different way and then force ourselves to go down a different path that feels intuitively incongruent. Why? Why do it to ourselves and why do it to anybody else? So when I thought about bringing somebody in, it was only ever going to be you. So I'm really, really rapt to invite you to share the stage with me at my Speaker Fast Track events throughout 2015. And I know that everybody that comes through those programs is going to fall in love with you as I have, because you're more. You're just more. And I feel very blessed. I do. I feel very, from the bottom of my bottom, I feel very, very blessed that our paths have crossed. And I really, really mean that, because I think that... I think you're one of the special ones, and I feel very grateful to have you in my life, my love. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Karen. And probably for everyone who's listening knows that you've been a huge, huge impact on my life. And, you know, I really feel it's part of why I do what I do. I feel, you know, there are so many beautiful people with messages and gifts that the world is just desperately waiting for. Mm. And I know that if I had access to these sort of teachings and messages 5 years ago, you know, I would have been a much happier person. My life would have been different. And, you know, I really feel so called, it's, you know, what I call the soul money revolution, mm-hmm. is helping people whose work is helping to transform the world to also create abundance. You know, I want to live in a world where the money is flowing to, you know, people like you, people, all the people in your tribe, rather than, you know, the places it's already flowing to. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, the journey of mastering your message and, you know, getting your gifts out there in the world is, you know, the best journey to be on. So yeah, it's very exciting. And beautiful. Yeah. And I know that, you know, a lot of the stuff around authenticity that I learned from you is the best marketing tool. And so I can't wait to share in your programs how to create a little bit of leverage around that. And that, you know, it can be incorporated into all of the different marketing strategies you do, obviously in slightly different ways, but it's why my marketing has been so powerful. Yeah. And it's, you know, the secret sauce and everything. So it's very exciting to be paying that forward.
Oh, cool. Well, check out the website at speakersfasttrack.com, and it's speakers fast track, and just take out the C, so it's track with a K. speakersfasttrack.com. And oh my goodness, here comes my garbage truck. You're going to hear it in the background. It's time to end the show. Thank you, my love, for joining us on Karen's Couch. Oh, here it is. It's so loud. Get ready, everybody.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Monique. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and tell everybody that you know that you think Karen's Couch rocks, even with a garbage truck in the background. Can't believe it. They even come to the studio. Stop it. So you can post your comments on allthews.facebook.com/Karen's Couch. Tell us about today's podcast. Tell us what your thoughts are. You can also go straight to Monique's website. Make sure that you click on the link underneath this show on the Karen's Couch website if you're listening to the podcast today, which is allthews.karenscouch.com. Go ahead, sign up to Monique's website, sign up to all of her newsletters and everything that she's got there. You won't be sorry. You won't miss a treat. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, my love. And join us here next week on Karen's Couch. We can't wait to share more enlivenment, and more insight with you with our guest for next week. Thanks again for tuning in. Same time, same station. See you then. Bye for now.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.